How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Off Besties. We've made it past Memorial Day, which means that summer is right around the corner. It also means that summer is the theme of this episode of Something Offbeat. We're going to run down some of host Mike Rogers' latest Other Side of the News reports. Those are his daily dispatches about weird news on KRLD 1080. So buckle up for some offbeat tales about a Six Flags diet, an unusual theme park, and the place you didn't know is the best spot for summer stargazing. First up, we've got the wild tale of a guy who actually took on one of those offers for unlimited food and drinks.
We've all been there, young and broke.
I'm living alone in an apartment. It's a new city. I don't really know many people. And those first student loans are starting to hit.
That was the situation facing a young man named Dylan several years ago in Santa Clarita, California. But that apartment he mentioned was near Six Flags Magic Mountain, where he just happened to have a season pass. And then one day he found out about the $75 add-on that would give him unlimited food and drinks.
They advertise it as buy once and you eat free all year. And I said, hey, I'll take you up on that offer.
And so it was that Dylan began eating every meal, lunch and dinner anyway, at Six Flags.
It would be after work. I would head over and maybe grab a sandwich. And eventually I was thinking, hey, I could probably do this on my lunch breaks, too.
Occasionally hopping on a few of the rides as well, before he ate.
You don't want to stuff yourself full of pulled pork and nacho cheese-covered Takis and then do a ride on the Puka Whirl.
Yeah, but those Takis, whatever those are, were just the beginning.
You get a cheeseburger and fries. You could get a turkey sandwich. They actually did have a Caesar salad, but it was not very appetizing.
Although he says the menu has improved over the years.
You know, tacos. They've got excellent hot toasted sandwiches.
And then there are the seasonal items, like the Thanksgiving dog.
Let's see. It was cranberry sauce and stuffing on it, and they slathered it with mayonnaise.
That sounds grotesque.
Yeah, no, you got to try it. It's better than it sounds.
And as for desserts, like the churros, the Dippin' Dots, the hot fudge sundae, yeah, that was all included too.
It started getting dangerous. I did start putting on some weight.
In fact, he had to scale back on the whole thing after he got married.
That's not a very romantic place to go, so, you know, did a lot more home cooking and all that.
Which is not to say that he doesn't still sneak over every now and then.
I'll go there couple times a week on my lunch breaks.
It is still a pretty good deal, after all.
It probably comes out to around 50 cents a meal.
It's worked so well, some have suggested that he get a food pass at Hurricane Harbor as well. That probably won't be happening.
I avoid it because I don't want to be the only guy walking around dressed business casual while everyone else is in their swim trunks and bikinis.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Next, we're headed to
Land of the Caterpillars.
Those are probably not the caterpillars that you're thinking of. They're actually the big yellow kind that tend to have a bunch of wheels and maybe even a crane. And they're the main attraction at a new theme park.
I have a six-year-old son, and he has always been obsessed with construction equipment and garbage trucks and, you know, all of the big type of trucks and toys.
Dozens of which you'll find at a new kid-friendly construction-themed adventure park down in Houston. It's called Dig World. The founder, Jacob Robinson, has filled it up with all of that heavy equipment. What is it about this sort of machinery that fascinates people?
You know, I guess it's got to be the power, right? Like it's just the sheer power of what these machines can do. We have 8 Caterpillar skid steers, we have 15 Caterpillar mini excavators, and we have 3 Honda UTVs.
All just waiting for you to hop into the cab.
You're going
to
be in the machine. You're strapped in, seatbelt, the whole 9 yards.
Just turn the key and fire it up. With some limitations.
A certain height you can sit in a parent's lap, a certain height you can do it on your own.
But once you've got your hands on the controls, hey, you do you.
One of the stations and games that we have is just truly digging dirt, you know, moving this dirt pile to that dirt pile.
And then there are the games you can play.
One of them, you're going to be trying to move duck decoys from one little pond to another. One of them, you're going to be trying to stack cones.
And it is worth noting, Jacob says this is a gender-neutral park. Moms and daughters are going to love it just as much as fathers and sons. They saw that firsthand at the recent soft opening.
Seeing countless amount of moms and daughters driving the skid steers around was awesome.
The hard hats required?
Hard hats are not required, but you can absolutely buy your Dig World hard hat and safety vest if you would like.
And so far, he says the reviews have been great. Although, I guess the only review that matters to you is your 6-year-old son.
He loves it. The way I know that we're winning is he gets really angry when he has to leave.
To top off our visits to not one, but 2 theme parks in this episode, we'll end on a more relaxing note. Just chilling out and staring at a black sky filled with stars.
I'm Mike Rogers with the other side of the news. And when it comes to desolation, boy, this is the gold standard. The little town right along the Nevada-Utah line with a population of, what, 400 or 500?
Oh, 130.
Oh, wow. Even smaller than I thought. But then you factor in the altitude. It's about 6,000 feet above sea level and a very dry climate. Well, let's put it this way. If you think the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas, Baker, Nevada would like a word.
When it's a new moon cycle, as dark as can be, as clear as can be, it's really an amazing place to go stargazing out here.
And they've got the receipts to back that up. Baker is now on the list as one of the places least affected by light pollution in the entire country, which is why Liz Woolsey chose it as the home for her motel, the Stargazers Inn. She says she knew from the first night she was there, when she climbed into that big hammock out back.
I had this sensation like, okay, I'm floating on the ground. I'm in a hammock. I'm floating above the ground. But I'm also on a planet that's floating in space. And then the stars are all around me.
And the longer you wait, the more you see.
Because we have such little light pollution, the longer you relax your eyes and you're out there, you just start seeing more and more.
You can see entire galaxies with the naked eye.
Sometimes people say to me, oh, it was cloudy last night. We didn't see anything. I said, no, that was the Milky Way.
So it's not surprising that Liz is doing quite well in the astrotourism business.
Astrotourism, it's a word. You're right. People are seeking these dark sky places.
The problem, though, is that places like Baker are becoming increasingly rare. We're slowly losing our dark skies.
Right, we are. And of all, say, the pollutions we have, light pollution is the easiest to fix. It's about retrofitting lights to shine down, facing downward, so they don't glare in your face or shine up to the sky. It's about turning off lights that aren't necessary.
Which is what they're doing in Baker, snuffing out what little light they have left. And the word's getting out. You're getting people from all over the world, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
With their cameras and their telescopes to catch that twinkling while they still can.
Until I make it out to Baker, I'll be enjoying the small smattering of stars I can see through the city lights in my neighborhood. I hope that you guys can see some more where you're at. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Something Offbeat, where you get rundowns of host Mike Rogers' daily Other Side of the News features and episodes where we dive deep into weird news stories. This episode was produced by me, I'm Lauren Berry, as well as Mike Rogers and KRLD 1080. Subscribe to Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.